All right, on this Monday morning, Texas was one of the first states to reopen. Now they're rethinking that. Joining us right now from Dallas, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Jim, the numbers are not looking good there in Texas, are they?
Well, no, they haven't for the last several days. In fact, they're setting new records every day. Yesterday, Paul, there were 5,300 new cases. 27 more people died from COVID-19 here. Today has brought another at least 14. Of course, the day is still relatively young. So the governor has taken the unusual step of scaling back some of the lifting of restrictions, Paul. The restaurants and bars had been up to about 75% of their allowed capacity. Now restaurants have been scaled back to 50%, and bars have been told that they have to shut down altogether, Paul.
But not all the bar owners are in agreement with that, are they?
No, the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission sent agents out to make sure that everybody was complying with this new order. It found that at least a few of them were staying open. A few of the bars apparently decided that at least having some revenue was worth the risk of getting a ticket, getting a fine, and so they decided to remain open. They could be looking at some sanctions here in the next few weeks.
And this becomes an issue not just for Texas, but I think other states are dealing with this as well. How do you enforce these executive orders, especially in communities where perhaps even law enforcement isn't in agreement with the executive order?
Well, that's right. And in Texas, at least, the governor has essentially taken control of the entire COVID-19 response. Now, that leaves some mayors and county governments in big cities and small towns asking the governor to take other steps. And in fact, in Dallas County here, the county elections administrator, the county administrator, has asked the governor to impose a mask requirement, not just a suggestion, but a flat out requirement. The governor here has been reluctant to do that, though, Paul.
Well, that's a difficult situation, certainly. What do you see happening long term with the reopening in Texas?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I guess the option is always on the table. I think people were assuming that, you know, once things were open, the horse was out of the barn, that there was no way to go back. But the governor has shown here that he is willing to step back some of the restrictions if that's what's required. And so I think he's got that option in the future. He could close down restaurants again, gymnasiums. I went to the health club yesterday, and about half the people were wearing masks there. Then the governor may say that that those health clubs should be shut down, too. So he does have some options, Paul.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because a lot of other states, I think, are going to be watching what happens in Texas as their numbers begin to go up as well.
Sure, yeah. Florida and California, they're in kind of the same boat. And it makes you wonder, you know, Texas, for a long time, in the beginning of this pandemic, it had relatively few numbers. Louisiana had a lot more. But it seems now that either the virus has moved in this direction, or people have not been obeying those guidelines in terms of keeping their faces covered and staying home and social distancing, Paul.
Yeah, well, very interesting. Hey, Jim, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right,
take care. Bye-bye.